Blog Talk Radio.
Behold the King, the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
What is up, East Coast, West Coast, worldwide? How you doing? This is Tom O'Neill, and we're on Tom on the Radio. Steve Maxley is here, but we must pay a homage, because today was a legal holiday, and we only get one of these every year. President's Day. As much as we celebrate President's Day today, we lost another artist of infamous fame today. Her name was Denise Katrina Matthews, but she was better known as Vanity. She was Prince's protege in the 80s and the 90s. This was her one big hit as a member of Vanity Six, Nasty Boy. Nasty Girl, I'm sorry, the Janet Jackson song. But I would like to just say that she fought a brave fight health-wise, and she touched a lot of people in her latter days. So rest in paradise, Vanity, and we now go ahead with the show here. Steve Maxley, what is going on in your world?
Oh, boy, what a day, what a day. What a weekend. By the way, happy belated Valentine's Day to all the ladies.
You big stud. I told myself I wasn't going to say that word all day yesterday, and I didn't. I told myself also that yesterday was the last time I was going to spend that day by myself. So we got a year to work on me getting someone of significance to share that day. So I go out and say happy day after. So I don't have to say that. So I don't have to say that word. But I ran into an old friend of mine at the supermarket Saturday afternoon. She's an anchor on a TV station here in Norfolk, and I haven't seen her in like a year. And I didn't say that word either, but that it came up that what's worse, being alone on that day or being with somebody else on that day that you really don't want to be with? So I'll play the alone card. I mean, long as I got a remote control on television, I'm all right.
Hey.
So I got 365 more days to fulfill my promise, and I'm going to do my best to do that. But we got a lot to talk about, and believe it or not, we got a short period of time to talk about it. let's start. We could start with the two events that are happening simultaneously, which I'm glad I have two TVs for, the Raw show and the Grammys. Let's just say, aside from about three spots on the Grammy show, I didn't miss anything. The Raw show is Fred.
I didn't even know the Grammys were on. I was watching the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. It's final year on.
That's right.
It's their final year on the, as I'm going to call it, the NBC Universal family of cable networks, otherwise known as CNBC and USA Network.
You remember there was a time, Steve, that the Westminster Dog Show bumped Raw every year about this time?
That's right. In fact, Vince McMahon got – in fact, that was the reason why Vince McMahon left – took Raw to Spike TV was because of USA's interruptions for the Dog Show,
yes.
which, if you look carefully, got higher ratings than Raw.
Mm-hmm. But as we say these days, that was not good for business. That's why they got back on USA.
That's right, but they had to make, as I say, the supreme sacrifice. Because under the deal that they made to come back to the USA Network, Vince thought he outsmarted USA by saying, okay, we'll come back, but the Dog Show has to go.
No.
Well, as predicted, well, USA said, okay, but we get control, advertising, everything else that you wanted. Oops, he should have read that part of the deal a little more closely.
I guess that was one of those things where Vince outsmarted himself.
Yep. And for this, the final year, Vince don't have to worry because after tomorrow night, USA Network no longer will be airing the Dog Show. It'll be on Fox Sports 1 and National Geographic Wild.
And they will get some. They will get huge numbers.
That's right.
Because that's the finale. I think that we get the best in show and we get to see the creme de la creme. Anyway. I'm not going to talk about that. We can do it later on my version of the Afterglow. I saw that you made a road trip yesterday, and that's why you were like la-di-da-di-da and feeling all kind of good and all that.
That's right. Made the second pilgrimage to Soaring Eagle Resort. For our friends in Portland, try that again. Made the second pilgrimage to Soaring Eagle Resort and Casino in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, for the final two shows of The Price is Right Live stage show.
Okay. For those of us, we haven't seen even the live version or the Hollywood version. It's The Price is Right, except it's a stage show.
Yep, it's sort of like the TV show, except, well, with a little twist. Todd Newton was the host from the Emmy Award winning game show host.
Let's not forget that part.
Yes.
And a legend in his own mind.
Well, he actually did win the award, I think it was either this year or last year, for his hosting of a show that, well, nowadays, now will no longer exist, the Monopoly Millionaires Club.
Yeah, that's kind of sad that And it wasn't really because of low rating. It's because the scratch off that the Monopoly Millionaires Club is based on no longer exists.
Yeah. I mean, it was strange. It was strange that he didn't mention that. Well, let's try that again. Oi.
What's with your tongue tonight?
I flushed it, man. when they were introducing him, they mentioned all his game shows, including Monopoly Millionaires Club. Oh, by the way, did we forget to mention that show got canceled?
Yeah, and we failed to mention that he only does inserts on that show.
That's right. But he's pretty good. They also had an announcer, one of the winning contestants from last season's Last Comic Standing. I forget his last name. His first name is Alex. And I will tell you this, it was exciting. There was a literal standing room only crowd for both the 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. shows. And unlike
So what did you do in between the shows?
Well, while JTB and his sister and producer, Angie, went on the casino floor, me and my producer, my mom, decided we're just going to sit and relax for a bit. So got my tablet out, did a few things on it, and it was then time to go to the 6 o'clock show, got in our seats, and I'm like, as I did the first show, I'm like saying, I don't want to go on. Please don't pick my name. Please don't pick my name. Please don't pick my name. Sure enough, they picked my name.
Oh, man.
The first game, they just said, Stephen Baxley, come on down. And down I went.
Hey, yeah. So was it the cool Steve Baxley that went down the aisle, or was it I'm so excited. Steve Baxley.
It was cool. It was the cool one. The cool, the cool yet timid.
Timid, okay.
Because I was like, oh boy, what now? I wanted to slap hands with people, high five people, get excited, but nope, I stayed my cool, calm self. Right next to me was a woman who, I swear this is true, was about one sheet to the wind. She was a little too happy to be on the show.
Oh, well, she probably has some adult beverages.
Oh, I think so. But she was cool. Other contestants there were cool, calm, collected. The prize to get up to contestants' row was a woman's purse. A woman's purse, sort of like a Gucci purse.
Gucci knockoff.
The prices were like $200, $1,000, $450. I decided to go about $375, and the woman who was, as I call it, I have a feeling she was one sheet towards the wind, a little happy juice come in. She got to play Punch a Bunch. And I got me and the other three contestant row folks got a Price is Right Live stage show T-shirt, which was good. I come back to my seat, and my buddy, my brother from a different mother,
okay,
my colleague, my comrade, Jay the Brain Man, gave me a high five, congratulated me, and then he said these words, which will haunt me until the next time we go next year, God willing. You know that if you would have bid $1 over what she bid, you could have won it. And I just looked at him as I was sitting down, and I said, remind me to hit you when we get out of here. Stop running. So it was fun. It was hilarious. The only thing, and I do understand Fremantle Media rules about their stage shows being sacred, but come on, guys, lighten up on the no photography during the show bit. Come on. It would have been nice to have a visual keepsake of my contestant's role appearance. I mean, just a, you know, nice little photo montage that we can all have. It's understandable, the before and after the show, you can take pictures, but not during. Come on.
But you had fun.
I had a blast. It was fun. I can't wait to do it again next year.
Well, we got something that's a rarity lately, a phone call.
Oh,
757.
Wow.
So we'll see who is this. It's Tom, you're on the radio. Let's see, Baxley, what's going on?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, it's Murdog in the house.
Yeah. Hey, making a cameo appearance, the big guy. James Murphy, who's now living and working in the Hampton Roads area. What's going on? What's on your mind? Steve's on the line. He was just talking about his experience at the stage show of The Price is Right. So what's been staging in your life?
Oh, man. I'm so happy that you got on The Price is Right. I watched that show when I was a kid, and I really wanted to go on that show. Still want to. You know, I wanted to do it when Bob was there, but never got a chance to get there, so now I wanted to hear James Murphy come on down. You know,
you got to do the stage show, then. Murph, you got to do the stage show because it's about I'd say about 90% like the TV show. You get like about four of the original games from Plinko to Any Number Game, and you know how they say on the TV show how some of the contestants, you know, get nervous when they're on contestants row and their mind goes blank.
Yeah.
They ain't kidding.
Kind of like my mind.
I mean, I was up there and I thought, okay, no problem. Then all of a sudden they bring out the beautiful model. I think her name is Ashley. Comes out with the prize you can get to get up there, and it's like, we're sorry, your brain has just malfunctioned. please resort to the hard drive or CD-ROM of your mind to get back to normal. Of course, you all know me, I have nothing like that in my mind. But it was fun, and anyone listening in, if the Price is Right live stage show comes to your town, go to it. It is freaking awesome.
But it also helps if you have a casino in that same premises, because I assume that's where they get a lot of their crowd from, you know, people working at the casino, you know. I mean, you know, going to the casino.
Mm-hmm.
So
next time
you will win. I have that feeling that the host for Price is Right Live once a year, I'm getting that feeling, so you'll be going there again next year. And Murph, he went on Valentine's Day.
Oh, man, see? Darn, you know, if you damn late, the best person to fall in love with is this quick your money. And you can win the money. Hey, I love my money.
Get the money and steal the honey.
Oh my goodness.
Read my mind, brother. Read my mind.
So, the three of us have reunited, and it feels so good. It's just unfortunate that we reunited on a week where there is no football. Now, the All-Star weekend was good. I mean, the Saturday night festivities was excellent.
Yeah, I was able to catch some of it because I actually had someone here, so I was entertaining. But I was able to catch some of the highlights, and that dunk contest was completely off
that
chain. Here it is.
When
I think they could invent any other new kind of dunks and everything, these kids are now finding new dunks and different ways to do it and everything. And that's good because it was dying there for a little while. The dunk contest and everything, you know, it was dying out because nobody can come up with any original new dunks. So
they looked original to me.
Oh, yeah, they were. These kids can jump higher than I think, you know, they get stronger, faster. They can jump higher, you know, so.
Yeah, and they were saying that when they went to the dunk-off, they pulled out dunks that they weren't planning on using. They were serious freestyle.
Wow.
Dang. Hey, I've never seen a dunk contest go into overtime. I didn't even think it could go into overtime.
We ain't talking about the game. We ain't talking about the game. Talking about the dunk contest.
I mean, it was hard not to give 50s on some of those dunks. But, you know, as it went along, they had to pare down the the criteria, because they couldn't be given dunks every, you know, at 10s for every dunks. They couldn't be doing that. So even the skills competition was kind of good. I mean, it was the whole show was good. Now, about the game.
What game? That was
they gotta work on the game.
Now that was practice. We definitely weren't talking about a game. Even though it was technically a game, that was the practice one. I've never seen worse defense than the Cowboys last season. I mean, the defense was just nowhere there. I mean, just
what defense? Oh, by the way, Taylor Swift is on Album of the Year.
Yeah, I don't watch it. That's why I'm
whatever.
Yeah, basically. And I'm mad that they did not do a dedication to the Earth, Wind & Fire that passed away. And they said the reason why they couldn't do a dedication is because there wasn't enough time. That was the reason.
Oh, that's a bunch of hooey. That's a bunch of hooey. But here's the thing. They presented the Album of the Year award, so I guess that's their consolation prize.
It's full of Martin. That's malarkey. That's what that is.
Yeah, that's bull dung. I'm sorry. I mean, you're right. I mean, some of these performances. Oh, did you hear Rihanna canceled at the last minute?
Oh no, I didn't hear that. I'm here at the station, but I'm not paying attention. I'm like, hey, when's this thing over so I can go home?
Also, Earth, Wind & Fire won a Lifetime Achievement Award. But Grant, don't get me wrong. I think Lady Gaga killed it with the tribute to David Bowie. Beyoncé's Get Ready to present Artist of the Year. She looked nothing like the way she looked on the Super Bowl, but she got hair short. You can actually see her ears. But I guess this is the last award, and they want to make sure they got out at 11:30. A record of the year, I'm sorry. So you're still at the station?
Yeah, because our newscast comes on after it, so we still got to stick around. In case there's any news, you know, but Luckily, everybody is staying sane. I'm like, just stay sane for about 30 more minutes, then you go crazy after that because I'll be off the clock.
Well, I feel honored, James, that you took time at your workplace to join in on the festivities, that they get ready to present the record of the year. They made sure they had plenty of time to present record of the year. And Taylor Swift won it. No, it wasn't. It was Bruno.
Ow.
Wow.
It was Bruno Mars that won record of the year.
Yeah,
wow. Oh, that song, some of those songs are just so played out. I'm just like, I hear it on the radio, I just don't make the switch. Like, no! Overkill, overplayed, kill.
By the way, if I can interject, there is a bright side to the news starting late. Just remember this: March Madness, the Final Four, and the national champions are on that other network, that TBS, this year. So
all the
TBS,
that's right.
Yeah. What knucklehead at CBS? I'm sorry. What knucklehead at CBS let the Final Four get away even for 1 year?
Part of the new deal.
I mean, yeah. I understand they're doing like the early round games, but the Final Four is supposed to be on a broadcast network, not on TBS.
Well,
agreed. But the commercial promoting it, you got to watch it.
Charles Barkley
playing piano.
He killed it.
Yes. One shining moment.
They wanted to make sure they got all the awards out of the way, and now they're playing their go-out song with Pitbull. And yeah. Very and thick women, which I like. So
yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I understand they wanted Charles Barkley actually to sing at the Grammys, but CBS.
Oh, they come.
Oh man. Yeah. We got about 15 minutes left in our show, and like we said before, we got the dulcet tones of James Murphy online. We have a loaded show and not enough time to get to everything, but I did want to I found it interesting today that the squeaky clean image of one Peyton Williams Manning took today. I just found it interesting that he won the Super Bowl, and he is on the verge of retiring, and a couple of old discrepancies when he was playing college ball at the University of Tennessee came out. And we found out today that he had to pay – he was sued a couple of times in college, and he had to pony up some money to keep certain people's mouths shut. Now some of those people are like want more money. And we heard the saying genitals in the face today. I was like, what's up?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I mean Pip, the press don't have anything better to do than to dredge up old wounds, especially if somebody that is potentially making more money than they do. I'm just tired. I mean, you know, it's just, I mean, move on. Jeez. We are at the bottom of the hour. We have James Murphy, and we have Steve the Backman Baxley. One good thing about having two televisions is you get to see two things going on at once. There was a time that I had Raw on with the audio going, and the Grammys with just watching it. Then I switched it, especially when they started. They came out. They got out right on time too.
Oh yeah, they're the greatest! Yay!
All the CBS affiliates are like saying, CBS, you finally done something right, because they wanted to make sure that the Grammys were going to come out at 11:30 so they can get all that post Grammy gravy that's going on. But
they're stupid.
But yeah. It's television. What can you say? With our last few minutes, I would like to address once again the Raw issue about if this was their get-off show to a pay-per-view, they failed real bad tonight. I mean, it was kind of on the boring side. And so they're going to have to really do something for SmackDown to create the kind of interest and buzz that you would like to have going into the last pay-per-view before WrestleMania.
And this pay-per-view is not even only going to be on WWE Network, I believe. Am I correct on that?
I do so, yes.
Yes, it's just going to be on WWE Network, so...
Right.
So, yeah. So, I don't know how you have a real kickoff unless you really get it on pay-per-view. You know, they're just trying to drive everybody to get that $9.95 subscription, which I actually do.
I have it. I have the $9.95, and I love it.
You know, so.
I mean, I look forward to watching WrestleMania this year. But I'm just, you know, saying for argument's sake, they could have done a better job. You know, getting a little bit more buzz. Like, for example, Brie Bella is supposed to fight Charlotte for the title, and they were tugging at the old heartstrings about, well, you should be at home, Brie Bella. You know, isn't your husband retired and he needs some care? And your sister just had neck surgery.
Yeah, they're fishing for storylines there. They're really fishing.
They were.
They're just trying
to
fill out space, you know. So.
Yeah, and
the
then,
dog
they're trying
had
to
more
play.
Action than Raw.
Oh, don't stop! Why did they go there? Why did you have to go there? But it's true. I forgot. I mean, I wish I had three TVs. I could watch the dog. I'll watch the dog show tomorrow night. I won't forget tomorrow night. But I just find it's funny that, you know, like you said earlier, Steve, the dog show gets more ratings than Monday Night Raw.
Now, again, let me just reiterate. We're talking the dog show, not Total Divas.
Oh! Are you calling the Total Divas dogs?
There's a joke I would say on that one, but I'm passing on that. Somebody throw a bone to the Bella twins.
Oh, stop!
Wow.
Yeah, they're not the most. That's why a few of them wear red hair and carrot colored hair and all that.
I had to do it.
Yeah, one parting shot against the dog show. I understand.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So, it's another reason it's hard to talk about basketball this week because, March Madness starts. I mean, the selection for March Madness begins a month from yesterday. and the NBA doesn't start up again until Friday. But there is always the trade deadline, which is, I think, it's 3 o'clock on Thursday. And the hot rumor is this Dwight Howard may be walking.
Yeah, he's going to be unrestricted free agent at the end of the year, so they're going to try to get something for him.
They
got to get a bag of Skittles and some popcorn or something like that.
the rumor is he might be going to the Miami Heat.
Like I said, bag of popcorn, Skittles, whatever.
But I just
never seen a big guy like that with all the physical skills he has that he just cannot shoot free throws. He is just garbage. He's not garbage, he's garbage.
And he's kind of on the timid side. I mean, when he was coming out of high school going to Orlando, he was a beast.
Yeah, but injuries, back injuries and everything kind of slowed him down and everything. He's not as explosive as he used to be. So yeah, he's got issues.
Yes, he's got issues. I think when he first started Orlando, he treated basketball as fun. Now basketball in his life is just a job.
Yeah, his attitude shows it. That's why he keeps getting shipped from team to team. You know. I thought he had it good when he was with the Lakers and everything, but he couldn't get along with Kobe and everything. So Kobe's like,
yeah, a lot of people don't play well with Kobe, but you know. We don't know that this year because he's getting that love tour.
Oh, yeah.
And it culminated yesterday. Dwight Howard couldn't play with James Harden. So the second biggest trade rumor, and I don't know if this is going to happen, is Blake Griffin.
Yeah, he finds a way to mess up stuff somewhere.
Yeah, but the thing is, his salary is so high, there are not going to be too many teams that can afford him. And he has shown that he is not real. He's not a team player.
Yeah, that's going to be problematic for him.
Yeah. So that's about all that we have time for this week. It was the usual gap fest, a lot of laughs, a lot of thinking. The next time we talk on this show, we'll be hopefully there'll be some more thrills and excitement to talk about on this show. But James, my man, it's been too long, and I understand why. But I thank you for buzzing me from work, and I'm glad you have the time to do that and not have a breaking news story, as they say. They had a couple this morning.
Yeah, glad I was asleep. When this was all going on, like, hey, not till 3 o'clock. Not till 3.
Yeah. I'll see you real soon at the ranch.
Well, no doubt.
No doubt. No doubt. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. I wished. No, they don't. I don't think they have bunny ranches here in Virginia. We can always imagine it, but nothing's going to happen in that way. I mean, it wasn't going to happen anyway, but what can we say? Steve, I will holler at you Friday night at the Last Call Cafe, and where you can check out anytime you like, but you can't take the glass with you.
That's right. We have to count for the glasses.
All Well, I will holler at you then. And everyone else, thanks for checking us out. And we'll try this again next Monday. Same bat time, same bat channel. Until then, take care.